you just sum up that 90 minutes for us?
Well, from our point of view, we came here with a very tactical sort of plan first half. It worked somewhat. I thought we still created some, like, you know, bits and bobs and maybes. They had nothing too major, which I was pleased about that, but we knew it was going to then be difficult to attack freely in the first half, that was. Second half, I'd already had in mind the changes that I wanted to make, and I thought they benefited the side. Obviously, I was hoping to do that if we were up or at least a draw. They got a goal from a mistake, and whilst we then affected it and we looked to attack more freely, and I thought we did great with that second half, our keeper had to play well. You know, make no mistake, you know, it's very difficult to come down here with their strike power and not expect your keeper to have to play well, and he made certainly two great saves. Their keeper did as well, to be fair. One coming out at Wood's feet and another one from a stinger from Robbie Brady. Overall, we know they're a fine side. We know you have to work very hard to get something from these games, and I thought we did that today.
You did. Would it have been frustrating if you didn't come away with anything today?
Well, maybe on the second half. First half, they had control of the feel of the game. That can happen, as I said. We gave them it slightly with a tactical sort of thinking on the game. But second half, I thought, you know, if you took that as an individual half, I personally think we certainly deserved to get a point tonight.
Was that the game plan, to try and frustrate Tottenham, especially at Wembley, with the kind of media they've been getting about this place?
Well, I'm not really bothered about the media side of things, but they play differently. Their two midfielders rotate into the full-back slots. Their full-backs go on like wingers, and then they overload the central part of the pitch, particularly with the centre-forward, to support the centre-forward. And, you know, it does cause some problems, and not just for us, for every team. So we had to look at that and how we could do against that, which I thought we did pretty well with it first half. You know, they get a goal out of nothing. It's a mistake, obviously. But our reaction from then on in, I thought, was absolutely first class. And the fitness of our players, it was absolutely terrific, I thought, today.
Was that the most pleasing, was the defending, actually? They didn't really create that many chances. And as you say, one chance, one goal for you.
Well, when they did, in theory anyway, you want to make the opposition have to work very hard to make chances, which I thought we did today. They did make some, but we did make them work to make sure their chances were not easy to come by. And then when they did have the chances, then we made sure our keeper was on top form.
And a record signing for Burnley, Chris Wood. There is obviously pressure on the player. There's obviously pressure on yourself as well. How delighted were you when he stuck it away in the fashion that he did?
Well, there's no pressure on the player, that's for sure, not from internal pressure. Price tags are not bothered about him, neither should he be, because they're crazy now, so that's irrelevant. It's more about him coming in and just enjoying his football. I enjoy what I do, enjoy working with a group. The pressure is for other people to talk about.
And it must be nice as well to get that point going into the international break.
Yeah, of course, and I think we've had a solid start to the season. We had an important game in the week in the Cup, certainly from our region and our fans, and I thought we delivered a very good performance, and I thought we carried that on with a very strong performance today.
And the fans, yeah, as you say, standing ovation at the end, the players, obviously, because it must have been a tough journey with lots of the closures and delays that have been over this weekend. Again, a message for them.
Well, the fans have been terrific ever since I've been at the club, particularly, I always say it to make sure everyone knows what I mean, particularly away fans. It costs a lot of money to go away, and all the problems, the ups and downs, as you suggested. I admire home fans, but I used to live in Kettering, I used to support the local team, so if you're a football fan, I expect that to happen. But away fans, it costs a lot of money, and I admire our fans. I've told them many, many times, they're in good voice wherever we go, and they back the team absolutely 100%. Win or lose, they're always behind us.